Welcome back. You're listening to The Mustard, Tuesday afternoon with Andy Muir. Catching up with Richard Coates now, out of thriving Southland. Richard, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andy. Yeah, it's good to catch up.
Yeah, Project Lead for Thriving Southland, of course. Always good to catch up with you guys. Firstly, AGM was held a couple of weeks ago in Gore. I went along, I caught the second half of it, and really impressed what went on. It was a really good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, the second half's always best, isn't it, after the business is out of the way. But, yeah, we had speakers with Nick Pike there from AgMart and, our panel. We had Bernadine Bell-Goulet from Director of Hort New Zealand, Blake Holgate as well, so as well as Nick. So it's a great panel, yeah.
You'll be pretty happy with the way the afternoon went on a whole?
Yep, no, we were. It was, there's AGMs and AGMs, and I found it reasonably interesting. So good to it was a good event, and obviously it was a fine day. Could have it'd be nice to have a few more farmers in the room, but that's where people are having to do what they need to do. Yeah,
but AGMs are just part and parcel, and like you say, you bring in these speakers, it brings another element to the afternoon, and look, everyone does it. Young farmers used to do it when I was involved with that as well. Bring somebody in just to put a bit more interest, or not interest, I suppose, just something to add to the occasion.
Oh, yeah, and it definitely, people get a bit more value out of it. It's not just ticking the AGM boxes, it's actually taking away some reasonably good information, yeah.
Richard, today we're talking about the Everything to Gain event happening on the 15th of December that Thriving Southland's involved with. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so it's probably similar lines to the speakers we had on the AGM. It's really about when we're looking at climate and carbon and looking forward. It's actually also in the environmental space. Just actually people getting some idea of the direction of travel. So it's not about policy; it's about where the world's heading. So we've got quite a lineup of some pretty key speakers to put information in front of people that they can take away just to think about it. So, yeah, that's the key driver, getting some really quality speakers in front of farmers.
You talk about direction to travel, like the focus is for the day. It's an interesting topic, to say the least, especially in this current age and with different theories that people have regarding it too. So just to put some context around it will be interesting.
Oh, it is. So some of the speakers we've got Alice Ritchie, so she's Sustainable Agriculture Manager for Tesco. So, actually talking to one of the customers of NZ Inc. and, where they see the sustainability focus and what they're asking from their customers. So that's one of the speakers. We've got Simon Tucker. He's Director of Global Sustainability from Fonterra. Again, what are their customers like Nestlé, Danone, what are they asking of them? So what is the direction of travel? And then we've got a science speaker. So, what do we do about it? Or where are we in the science space? So we've got Sinead Leahy. So she's originally from Ireland, but she's worked with the New Zealand Agricultural Greenhouse Gas Research Centre, supporting international work, and as I say, she's also was involved in reducing methane emissions from livestock. So she's kind of right up to speed with where the science sits. So it's kind of just putting some of that information out there. Then we've got Vangelis Vitalis, and quite a few people may have heard Vangelis, but
yes.
I think he's a great speaker, and it'll be a really good opportunity to come and put a few more questions and listen to him. And he's going to be talking about trade, what are the opportunities there, and really what context are we as New Zealand operating in. And then finally we've got Rod Carr, chairperson of the Climate Commission, so he'll be he's actually going to be talking about line of sight and resilience for our farmers moving forward. So yeah, it's quite a lineup. Yeah,
Tesco is an interesting one, isn't it? Knowing that a lot of New Zealand food goes over to Europe, food miles, etc. You get at your, like you say, you talk about direction to travel, but food mileage as well. That's a big concern going forward for a lot of outfits too, I suppose.
It is, and I suppose it's Tesco's. You know, they're looking to see that we're aligned with, you know, what their farmers and their customers are looking for, and that's really quite interesting. I didn't realise they're quite so. I come from the UK, but I didn't realise the scale. I think they're one of the Ireland's biggest customers for the primary sector. So it's, you know, they're quite a big organisation, yeah. And just in preliminary talks with them, you know, they're saying. There isn't a day goes by when they're talking about New Zealand product on their shelf. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting conversation.
Now, this is happening on December the 15th.
Yep.
Do people need to get in touch with Thriving Southland numbers-wise?
Yes, yeah, they do. Register online. So actually go for your Google Thriving Southland website. It'll come up. The first thing that comes up, click on there, and that'll take you through to register. Yeah, so we're hoping for quite a good turnout. So certainly with the quality of speakers, we've managed to convince to come down. Yeah.
Just finally, Richard, it's been quite a busy year for Thriving Southland. Are you pretty happy with the direction you're taking?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's not thriving. I'm just really happy with what we're seeing out and about with catchment groups and what they're starting to achieve now. They're really getting their heads around their own catchments, and some of the work they're doing is really, really high quality work. That I was in Canterbury last week, actually, and there was a group there saying, "Look, we need this, and we need this in Canterbury. You've actually got farmers on the ground making a difference." And you know that whole enabling of thriving really, really seems to be working. Yeah.
Hey, Richard Kite out of Thriving Southland. Appreciate your time on the muster as always.
Okay, cheers, Andy. Good to talk. Thanks.
Richard Kite there, out of Thriving Southland.